Well, good morning, everybody. We'll call to order the monthly meeting of the Constable Ethics Standards and Training Board. It is February 13th of 2025. One day before Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, one day ahead of time. Miss Bakke, if you could roll call for us, please.
Yes. Constable Hogard is absent today. Member Perez?
Present.
Constable Kennedy?
Here.
Member Giordano?
Present.
And Chairman Dowling?
And present. Thank you very much. So we do have a quorum for this morning. As we do proceed through this, let's get to item B. Does anybody have any announcements they would like to make? A rare opportunity. I don't have anything for you guys today. So if anybody else, please let me know. Thank you. So hearing none, I hope everybody had a chance to go over the minutes from the last meeting. I didn't see anything in those necessitating correction. Does anybody have a motion to pass or amend the minutes?
This is Monica Perez. I move to approve the minutes.
Second. I read Kennedy's lips, but I didn't hear
Constable Kennedy, second.
right, thank you. First and a second. All those in favor, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay, minutes are approved. Okay, we'll take a second. We'll do our call to the public. Just so the public knows, you do have 2 minutes. If you'd like to address the board, you are welcome to. This would be the time to address the board. As we move down the meeting, if there's any individual item that you want to comment on, that you may or may not be heard on that part. So if you want to take that opportunity, now would be the time to do so. Is there anybody in the public who would like to address the board? Yeah, just ask one more time. Anybody would like from the public would like to make comment today?
Yes, this is Patrice Goodman. I would like to make a comment.
Please, Ms. Goodman, good to hear from you.
Thank you. The comment is regarding CNA 424-2025, CSTB versus Legaki Russell. Maria Russell is a constable in Kanto Justice Precinct. Her 2024 training hours have come into question in this complaint. And I just wanted to comment that she has 18 hours completed in 2024, and they have been sent to your board through the CESTB email address. And just wanted to make that known that she completed hers and they were sent in a timely fashion.
And thank you, ma'am. I think the record does show that also. It looks like we had to look into it just a touch. But thank you, Ms. Goodman. Good to hear from you this morning.
Great, thank you for hearing me.
Anybody else in the public like to speak today? Okay, hearing none. Ms. Bakke, if you could give us the financial report, please.
Let me pull up my screen here. Are you able to see my shared screen? So pages 1 and 2 are detailed revenues and expenditures. I also included December on the last 3 pages to show that detailed expenditures that we had since we did not have a December report ready last month. That is on the last 3 pages. A grant summary has also been included to show our grants that have been approved and what's been paid so far up to date. And then I will. This Page three, the orange highlighted in the top left and the bottom right are what we are beginning cash balance was, which was a little over 600K. And then our projected ending balance based on our projected expenses and what's still pending in the adjustment column, we would have just a little over 400K. We have been pulling slightly more revenue these last few months, which you can see up here at the top, than what we had initially budgeted based on last year's or fiscal year 24. And also, given on financial report, it is almost that time of the year. Budget is coming up. The first draft, which I would like to ask the board if they would like a first draft to be presented next month, but just so you know, it would be presented based on the numbers we have up to date, which is the January financial report. Or we can wait until May, which would be a little bit more accurate and wouldn't have as many projections or adjustments. And mainly the adjustments would be any grant that still has yet to be paid out. As far as the financial report goes, are there any questions? I think you're on mute, Dennis.
Thank you. I was trying to be respectful with my little the cough that I picked up here. So thank you for that, Chandni. As far as the I don't have any questions on the report as presented. You did mention some of the moving towards into budget season on this. I did ask that Ms. Perez, being with the supervisors, and they deal with budgets quite a bit, that she could take a little bit of a lead on this perhaps. So I believe as far as when we do that and whatnot, I would kind of defer to her. I know there's gathering of information to be done and doing that. Any
And I
thoughts?
am gathering information from her that she requested.
Thank you.
Any other anything else on the financial report, everybody?
Not for me.
So do we have we're going to move to approve the financial report from Ms. Botka?
This is Monica. I move to approve.
This is Matt. I second.
Okay. All those in favor in the affirmative, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And thank you, Ms. Botka. We appreciate the work you're putting on that. And thank you, Ms. Perez. Appreciate the future work you'll be putting in on that. We do as we move towards the equipment vacancies, or I'm sorry, towards the two grants that we have. We do have a pair of grants, both out of Yavapai County. One is for equipment. One is for some safety equipment for a new constable in that area in Yavapai County. I'm not quite sure if that was made by I believe it was made by appointment recently. So that would they put it in as the regular equipment grant, but I would think if the board's okay with it, we could treat it as the vacancy grant. It for me, it's a little more beneficial to see how that money's being used, and if it's going in the right grant cycle, I think that's going to help us out a little bit. Is there anybody against talking about the equipment grant for the ballistic vest under item F, or do we just want to handle under G? What do we think? I don't want to muck up the process here.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Matt, I'm good handling it any way you think we should. I think it's a no-brainer to approve that, but however you think we should account for it, I'm good with it.
Okay. Anybody else comment on that?
I agree with that.
Thank you. All right. So then let's take a look at grants. Excuse me a second. Sorry, I'm looking for the number. I'm looking for the number on the page. I'm not quite seeing which one's which one which here. Let's look at Yavapai County's body armor grants. Let's do that one first. Regarding that, Mr. Giordano, you already made the same comment I would have. It would be a no-brainer. Do we have any discussion on the ballistic vest grant that's been presented to us?
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt. I have no questions, and I'd be happy to make a motion that we approve as written.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion for approval on the ballistic vest grant. Do we have a second?
Constable Kennedy, second.
Right, and prior to going to vote on it, I would just show appreciation for that office seeing this and using these resources. It's a benefit to the county. And the funds are there, and safety is, of course, a top concern. Ms. Bachman, could you roll call this one for us, please?
Yes. Member Perez?
I approve.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano? And Chairman Dowling?
Aye. All right. Well, grant is approved. Thank you for the application on that. And best wishes doing the job to Constable Twiss. Okay, we can move on to the technology equipment grant that was presented then by Yavapai County also. I don't have any discussion points on this other than I'm glad that they're putting this in to be more efficient, be more helpful in the community. Do we have any discussions or movements on this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Matt, if you allow, I would make a motion to approve the grant as written.
Thank you, Mr. Giordano. Do we have a second, or do we have a second or discussion?
This is Monica. I'm a second.
Okay, we have a first and a second on that matter. Any discussion on that? All right. Thank you, Ms. Bakke. If you could, please.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Thank you very much. Okay, moving on to our complaint section of the meeting today. We have discussion and possible action on complaints. We have one in that category, and that's CNA 4172025. That's Chaparral Village versus Gastelum. And I will put this matter to the board for any discussion or motions.
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt, if I may.
Yes, sir, please.
I think this is just a matter of perception between both parties, and I think there's no further action necessary. I did take a look at an email that came in, and it is weird to me. It seemed odd, and I don't think I've seen it before, where another constable seemed to get involved in contacting the complainant, but otherwise, I don't think there's any room for us to move forward on this.
And it at least seems to me like even just through the complaint process, it seemed like an avenue to share that, hey, I had an issue with something. We had a good response from the constable. It sounds like it's been just worked out through communication on that on this matter. And I'm sorry, I skipped. Was that a motion to dismiss, Mr. Giordano? All
That's correct.
right, thank you. Any discussion or a second?
Constable Kennedy, second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, Ms. Bachman, if you could please motion to dismiss.
Yes. Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. So the matter is dismissed. Thank you. So if we let's move on to our initial complaints that we have. That the first one we have is CNA 4222025. And I'm going to lump two of these together. 4222025, that's Montoya versus Rhymes. And then we also have 4272025. and that is Figueroa versus Rhymes. They are just being the same constable. I think it'll be a little bit more efficient. If we need to separate those out, if any member wants to do so, please let me know. Any discussion on those matters?
Mr. Chair, Mrs. Matt.
Please, sir.
I don't know how many more times we can see a complaint come in on Mr. Ryan's for just failing, clearly just failing to do the basic parameters of his position. What are our options? I think in the write-up it talked about maybe referring this to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, but we need to do something because, again, it just clearly looks to me like he's not doing his job. And then when we do reach out to him for explanation, he just ignores us. So I think this is time we elevate this to the next level, to whatever that might be.
Just for the past matters, we did there was a letter sent to the presiding judge of Maricopa County, as that does go into one of the statutes that we do have that option. I would agree with Mr. Giordano. It's somewhat at a loss. Like, what do we need to do here to help correct this in whatever way? The two that we have now, though, they are in the initial process of it. I think we have, if we're going to pass these, we do need to give that time for Constable Rhymes to give a response again, and he can make that choice on whether he chooses to or not before there's further action. But I just with the entirety of what we're working with here, we're going way out of our way to try to help resolve this. It just doesn't seem like we're getting anywhere. So I have those same concerns that you have, Mr. Giordano.
And sure, that makes sense. We should follow our normal due process and allow him an opportunity to respond, and hopefully he will. But let's give him that period of time. That would be a motion. Let's move it forward, give him an opportunity to respond, and see what happens, and then take it to the next level should he fail to do so.
Does anybody else want to provide discussion prior to going to roll call on this? It is going to pass, but let's see if anybody else has a comment. Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor of moving this forward, Ms. Botka, if you could roll call for us, please. Both of these.
Yes. Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Abstain.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Thank you. So, Mr. Jacobs, so we'll move forward on the investigation process on this and wait for that response to come. Thank you for the work you're doing. I didn't get a chance to say that again earlier. As we move into the group that is the training complaints. I see some of these have to do with people who are no longer with the organization, so there is no requirement. And this is 4-4-2-3-2-0-2-5. I'm 4-2-3-2-0-2-5, 4-2-4, 4-2-5, and 4-2-6. I would just put this out there as a move to dismiss on all of those. Unless there's somebody who would like to pull one of those for discussion and possible action.
Mr. Chairman, Matt, I agree with you.
Okay. Is there any that you'd like to pull, Mr. Giordano?
No, sir. I think your point's salient, and we should just close those out since we have no more jurisdiction over any of the involved parties.
Does any other member, would they like to pull any of these for further discussion and possible action?
Constable Kennedy, second the motion.
Okay. All right. So I do appreciate everybody getting the paperwork in, and sounds like some of it might have been a administrative delays on getting things done, but we do have the first and the second to dismiss all of these matters. Ms. Botka, could you just do a roll call on that for us, please?
Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling?
Aye. That takes us to CNA 4282025, and that is Santa Cruz versus Unknown. So does the board have any questions on this one? The unknown part, I think, is going to determine our decision here. So after anybody read this matter, is there any member that would like to move this forward?
Mr. Chair, the unknown is still unknown, so I don't believe we have jurisdiction in this matter. So I move to dismiss.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, members of the
Yes.
board, I just do want to reiterate that I sent the photograph that is in the report was sent to the presiding constable in Pima County. And this person is not a constable in Pima County. So I agree, there is no jurisdiction on this matter.
Thank you, Mr. Jacobs. Okay, so it sounds like we have a movement to dismiss on this. If you could, Ms. Baca, could you roll call?
Yes. Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
And aye, thank you very much. Okay, so that matter as well is dismissed. Ms. Baca, let's move into the administrative updates. Looks like you actually have a few items this morning. Congratulations.
Yes. So the first one is the Dropbox membership. We have run into issues in the past and most recently where because we have audio and video files, we just don't have enough space in Dropbox. That just leaves a lot of back and forth for me to come back and wait until every board member downloads materials, delete that link, and then re-upload the last half of the materials. And this also kind of ties into when I send out public records requests. I have to break them apart because there's just not enough space for most public records requests that come in when it's voluminous to be able to send it off in just one go. So with the Dropbox membership, 2,000 gigabytes is 120 a year. And the features are kind of similar to the free option. And then there's a 3,000 gigabyte option for 200 a year. This one has more features and it would actually benefit sending public records requests as well, using the 3,000 gigabyte option.
If I heard that right, we're talking $200 a year.
Yes.
Just want to make sure that I heard that right. I thought it was going to be a little more than that as we put it on the agenda today. Is the $200 option going to take care of your administrative concerns, Ms. Baca?
Yes.
Well, what does the board think about spending an extra $200? I don't necessarily see it as having to adjust the budget at all.
Right. I move to approve.
Matt, I second.
We have first and a
And
second.
Constable Kennedy third.
I'll give it a fourth, so I don't think we need to vote on that one. Thank you very much, everybody.
Then one more update. It is that time of the year, board elections. So this is just a notice to the board members that as long as we have everyone present next meeting, it would be board elections.
Oh, at the upcoming meeting.
Yes, this
Okay.
is just the notice.
All right. Any questions for Ms. Baca on that process? Well, thank you. Is there any other questions for Ms. Baca? She's really doing a lot to get a few things easier for us, and I do appreciate that. But did anybody have any questions on our administrative side?
No questions, sir. I just want to thank her for looking into a option to so that we can look at our paperwork because she knows I struggled this week with trying to access my paperwork. I
And she,
thank you for that.
yeah, and I thank her too because she hears it from me every once in a while as well. So it's always one of your guys' fault for not getting the download done in time. So, but I'm glad this will resolve that. All right, thank you for that. Future agenda items. Anything anybody like to see on a future agenda at this point? Of course, you can always email me if there is something you would like included in after today's meeting ends. Okay, hearing none, motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Giordano. Second.
I second.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Perez. And I saw Ms. Kennedy was on top of that one, too. And I will reiterate the same. Thank you, everybody. It has been a great meeting. And I will look forward to seeing everybody next month. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.